currently about 88 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else.
And good afternoon, and good afternoon, and welcome to another life-changing episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a show built not just to inform you, but to help you completely turn your life and health around. I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and with me, as always, is my trusty co-host and producer, Mr. Frank Smith. Brother Frank,
yeah,
we got a powerful show lineup today, man.
Yes, sir. That's right. Dr. Watkins, today we're asking a question that every single listener needs to hear. What's the real blockade? Why do we sabotage our own health?
That's right. That's right, listeners. The latest research is clearer and clearer than ever before that chronic conditions like heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, and even kidney failure are not an inevitable fate. In fact, they can be prevented, and in many cases, completely reversed through radical lifestyle change. You know, I use the word radical, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Folks think drinking an extra glass of water is lifestyle change. That's good, but we got to do radical lifestyle change. See, because when we transform how we handle stress, when we commit to moving our bodies and fundamentally change what we put on our plates and into our mouths, living a vibrant, disease-free life isn't just a dream. It can become a reality. So the question today for the show, if the cure is in our hands, Brother Frank, what is truly holding us back?
Yes, sir.
Why do we consistently fail to make lifestyle choices we know will extend our lives? All right. I'll be honest, Frank. At one point, I thought that people wanted to die because they would see the result. They would come to me after going to multiple doctors, failing. We'd put them on a lifestyle program. They would change their lifestyle. They would start getting better, and then they'd go right back to where they were before. and you know what happened. So let's set aside the knowledge gap, see, so for a moment. You know, that's a separate conversation because there's a lot of knowledge, but we aren't talking about whether you know a fresh garden salad is healthier than a double cheeseburger. We ain't asking that question. We're confronting a far deeper psychological disconnect. I was talking to one of my patients who's a psychologist. I said, I should have had you on today because we got to get into this deeper psychological disconnect. Knowing that processed foods, heavy oils, and toxic junk are slowly destroying your body, yet struggling your shoulders and saying, I just love them. How can you love something, Brother Frank, that you know is killing you? All right? How can you do that? So yeah. we gotta be radically honest for a moment. When we say I love those foods too much to give them up, are we really saying I love them more than I love my future? I love them more than life itself? What are we really saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to do a reality check, you know. The reality is I love a great slice of pizza just as much as the next person, you know. And there's a special, I won't give the name, but there's a special thin crust pizza that, man, but when I learned that pizza was killing me, I realized the difference isn't the taste. The difference is self-respect. I decided I love me more than I love pizza. See, true self-love is what stops us from regularly consuming what is actively causing us harm. See, if you really love yourself, then you ain't gonna eat it. You know? You know, you just not gonna do it. You may occasionally, you know, sin. My patients come in, Frank, Dr. Michaels, I done messed up. I said, you going to sin it again, huh? And we laugh about it. And then, okay, let's go. Repent and let's hit it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
See, because we have to unpack the triggers, all right? What is actually driving the sabotage, all right? Because in order to overcome the health crisis, and we are definitely in a health crisis, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir.
We must first diagnose the psychological triggers that keep us hooked, you know? What is the real root cause behind your choices? Is it relentless advertising? You know, the billboards, the television commercials, the social media feeds, they're carefully engineered by these ultra-processed food corporations to hijack your brain's dopamine reward system. You know, that's where you eat foods that get you hooked, all right? Because they understand the dopamine reward system. And so they design foods, you know, to do that. They design just the amount of salt, just the amount of sugar, you know. See, these highly palpable chemicals, the modern food scientists design combinations of refined salt, sugar, and unhealthy fats, especially those trans fats, and they're illicitly engineered to bypass the body's natural satiety, you know, cues. You know, the satiety is when you want to stop, you know, and they keep us hooked on these foods. We talked about it before, so this is nothing new. We're food addicts. All right.
Interesting to know.
And they're more food addicts than they're drug addicts.
Yeah. Interesting to note that the same companies that produced cigarettes and other addictive drugs took over the food industry.
Oh yeah, they bought all the food companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their scientists with them.
Yep.
All right. Yep. And what I was getting ready to say too is that the food addictions are killing way more folk.
Yes, sir.
Than the drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And your child is much more likely to become a food addict. Person and a drug addicted person.
Mm-hmm.
And that food addiction is going to shorten their lifestyle, their longevity. Man. You know, food addiction, man, it's terrible. You know, some people, we call it social conformity, social conformity. That's the fear of standing out and feeling awkward at social gatherings. You know, those office parties and family dinners. I tell my patients when they start on my program, be careful around family gatherings. You know, because we may adopt the phrase, "Well, everybody else is eating it." All right. We should say, well, everybody else is dying. Why don't I just die too? You know, well, it ain't so funny though, you know. And some of it is this sheer habit and the comfort that these foods bring. And they certainly, you know, there's this autopilot loop of it's just what I've always done. All right. And we're hooked on that. And it creates a dangerous illusion where familiar toxicity feels safer than positive change. Did you hear that, Frank?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Familiar toxicity feels safer than positive change. And
I've been there.
mercy. It's just. We, you know, the lies and excuses we tell ourselves, you know.
Yes.
You know, until we stop hiding behind the comfortable lies, we can't heal. We'll examine whether you have used any of these common psychological shields. It won't happen to me. You know, see, we naively assume that chronic illness like heart disease, diabetes, it will happen to other people, and treated our bodies as if they were invincible. You know, there was an exception. You know, we excuse, you know, playing Monopoly. You got a free get out of jail card. You know. So if you go reckless, you get thrown in jail. You got a card to get you out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another card in the deck, Brother Frank, that says go straight to jail. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. You know. So we need to be aware of these tricks. You know, if it was so bad, the system would warn us. See, we've convinced ourselves that if lifestyle choices were truly critical, then you know, the government, the medical establishment,
mm-hmm.
they would mandate changes.
Yeah.
And we ignore the massive financial incentives that keep the status quo alive. You know, you would think, you know, I remember I started looking at the cost of healthcare, and I started looking at how it was going up and up and up and how much money the government was paying for healthcare. I said, surely they'll do something. But then I realized that many of the folks that are making the bills, they're on the take, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir.
I hate to say it.
Yeah. You're telling the truth.
and it ain't just one party. There's some good folk in there, but there's some radical ones in there too. You know, sometimes we even tell ourselves we're not actually out of shape. You know, we're not actually obese. I'm just big bone. You know, I hear this foolishness over and over and over again. You know, we just have bigger bones, therefore we're heavier. And then I tell my patients, I say, well, look, what I've seen, if you don't get down to your ideal weight, then it ain't gonna matter. You're gonna remain a diabetic. You're gonna remain hypertensive. Your heart disease is gonna be just as high. You can even eat some good stuff, but you got to lose that weight. You got to exercise. You got to do the things that is necessary in order to be healthy. And we should just get excited about being healthy, man. I was 82 my birthday, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy. You know, I'm gonna talk. I have to be careful what I say, but I'm happy. I'm happy, and I'm not where I want to be. You know, that's why I'm changing my office hours, man, because I got to get up and have more time for me.
Yeah.
I got to get out and walk every day. You know, my wife and daughter got me in this water aerobics class. And man, I'm enjoying it. My wife said, did you like it? I said, it's doing me some good. I feel the difference, and so, therefore, I'm gonna keep going. Matter of fact, I asked the guy today, when is this class ending and when is the next one starting back up? Because I'm gonna keep going, you know, because we have to do the things necessary to take care of ourselves, you know. Sometimes we'll say, you know, I know somebody who eats terrible. And are doing fine, all right? And so we use these rare statistic outliers to justify daily habits that lead to these chronic degradation for the vast majority of people. You know, I remember this lady called me. I used to do a show with Dr. Rolock years ago. And she was 80 years old. And she called me up. And she would tell me how she ate pork all the time, been eating it all her life. And she was 80 years old. And I tried to explain some things to her, but she insisted, Frank, I had to smack the old lady. I said, ma'am, how many medicines are you on? The lady was on almost 20 medicines.
Oh, man.
I said, you know, some things is due to genetics. I said, imagine where you would be with your genetics if you ate right, you know, if you wouldn't eat all that fatty food. And that was before I knew how bad fried chicken was. maybe even worse than what she was eating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have to realize that sometimes we get numb sensory. You know, we get sensory numbness. You know, we become so saturated with the toxic food market and the poor societal norms that we lose our natural self of health awareness. You know, I mean, we got to realize that we're killing ourselves and we got to do something about it, you know. We got to do something about it. And this is why we do what we do every week, Brother Frank. Because we got to get people so that they're not numb anymore. So they get excited about being a part of a disease-free village. You know,
mm-hmm.
We got to get people to think that they can actually be disease free, because the doctors unfortunately tell many patients that once you get on these diabetic medicines, once you get on the hypertensive medicines, that you always but you can't get off of them. You're going to always be on. You're going to be on until you die. And yet we see regularly that this is not the case. So we got to support the station, don't we, Patia?
Hello, Dr. Watkins and Frank. It's good to be with you both today.
My favorite program manager. How you be?
I'm doing well. And, you know, Dr. Watkins, we thank you so much for imparting the information about keeping our health together, about the risk of diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure. And I know many, many people out there appreciate the insight and the information, that the fact-based information you give about how to take charge of your health. So if you are in that number, the number to call is 800-222-9739. We have a goal of $900, and we can do that together, folks. Many hands do indeed make light work. And I know many of you appreciate all of the information you've gotten from Dr. Watkins. Everything from, you know, aging in a manner that allows us to have mobility and to have a good quality of life, to ensuring that these diseases that Dr. Watkins just outlined, that I just named, do not plague you. And also just how to take charge of your health. You know, we know our bodies the best. And Dr. Watkins is one of those healers that instills that in us. So if you appreciate what he does on every Monday, he and Frank Smith, his producer, do every Monday. Now is the time to call. $900 to go. You can become a sustaining member. That might be easier for many of you and within the sound of our voices right now, hearing the sound of our voices right now. And that is at the $10, $20, $50, $100 level. You decide, okay, I'm going to commit $10 a month or $20 a month or $50 a month to WPFW. And the beautiful thing is that we get the entire amount credited to the program right now. So maybe you can come on board as a member at the $10 a month level or the $20 a month level. That would go so far in making this goal today. 800-222-9739. Of course, we know, Dr. Watkins, you've had on a variety of incredible healers like Mir Schneider talking about eye health and the sight longevity and all of those things and making our sight stronger. You've had on other specific healers to talk about various parts of the mind-body-spirit connection. And so if you've appreciated all that Dr. Watkins brings to us, then it is your opportunity. This is your first opportunity in our summer drive to pledge your support. Again, the goal is $900, 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. Won't you get us started today? It is. We have about 38 minutes left in the hour, and we can do this together. And of course, we don't want to take up more time from the excellent information that Dr. Watkins is imparting, but it is imperative that you support Truly Independent Media, which allows us to bring this kind of programming and this kind of information to you. So again, $900 is our goal for this hour. 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org.
All right, all right. And I like that sustaining member, you know, because, you know, we don't have a lot, but $10, $20 a month is nothing compared to saving your life and the life of someone that you love, you know, and by giving this information. And unfortunately, this kind of information is not readily available on many of the other news outlets. So we need to support this and keep us on as long as we can stay on, because we need to change the lives, our lives, and the lives of our entire community. Thank you very much, Katia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to do something about this. You know, I give something called a lifestyle prescription to my patients, you know, and today we got to give a prescription, because we got to break the cycle. We got to stop, you know, when we come on the next drive, we want to see that there's a significant number of people who have made a change and they're now disease free, or they're moving toward that, you know. Because it's not going to happen overnight. You didn't get sick overnight. But if you keep doing what you've always done while expecting a different outcome, then you are trapped in a cycle of delusion, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too often we're deluding. We gotta think about it, you know. As infants, we didn't know better. But growth requires letting go of some old habits.
Yes.
Successful, healthy people deliberately change. You know, some people change because all their teeth fall out and they can't eat what they eat. You know, we don't want that to happen. We want you to change deliberately. You know, we want you to break free from the death trap of lifestyle diseases. And the thing that's killing us, right, is lifestyle diseases.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, there are social issues that we have, but it's these lifestyle things that's really, we got to separate from the environment, you know? We can't heal in the same environment that makes us sick. Birds of a feather do what, Frank?
Lock together,
you know. You got to guard your mind. You got to start filtering out the junk media, the food advertisements. You got to surround yourself with media, with books, and content that promotes vibrant health and longevity. I remember early in my practice, I used to tell my patients, you got to think positive me-building thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You got to speak positive me-building words. You got to associate with positive me-building people. And you got to read positive me-building books. In other words, we have to deliberately put in our environment, in our minds, in our sphere, the things that's going to positively change us, all right? And one of the things that I found that's a good kickstart is that we should periodically fast and detox, all right? Because when we do this, we actually reset our physical palate. Mm-hmm. And our mental cravings, you know? And what this periodic fasting do is it periodically cleanses out the cellular waste in our bodies, and it breaks the psychological addiction to sugar and the hyper palatable foods, you know, and actually restores the normal hunger signals, you know? I mean, sometimes we on a 24-hour diet cycle. we don't stop eating, you know? And I was told that the digestive system needs a rest, you know? But we have to change. We have to shift our inner cycle. We got to shift our inner circle, just like an addict. When an addict goes into recovery, you got to step away from all influences to survive. All right? We got to reevaluate our environment, you know? I remember my roommate from the academy. I didn't room with him when I went to college because the dean said, he ain't going nowhere. I've been watching you. You're going someplace. But he was still my friend. And one day I had to go to him. I said, man, I can't hang with you no more, man. Because he started doing stuff that, you know, I said, I ain't going that way.
Yeah.
You know? And the sad thing is it got worse and worse for him. And if I had been there, it had got worse and worse for me, you know, because there was three of us. And both of them got hooked on heroin, man.
Oh.
You know, both got hooked on heroin. Both died prematurely, especially my roommate. I mean, And I mean, he was a good guy, but he was weak. You know, we got to be strong. All right. We got to be strong. We got to recognize that we can change, but we got to make some decisions. You know, we got to make some decisions. We have to limit time with those who pressure you into poor habits. Limit or eliminate.
Yeah.
Until you're strong enough, you got to eliminate, and you got to seek out individuals who value longevity and who value health, you know? Mm-hmm. Birds of a feather, they flock together, you know? And if you do that, then you are likely to be healthy. There's something about the community that we want to form. We got to form a community of health-minded people, all right? Healthy physically, psychologically, socially, spiritually, total health, you know? And then once you do it, you got to be an example, you know. You got to be an example, you know. And you can't wait for your family and friends to change before you change. You got to step up to the plate. You got to be the blueprint, all right? Because when you reclaim your health, you are just saving yourself. You're offering a living map of transformation for those who you love the most. All right. For those who you love the most. You know, I think by me being a vegetarian, I've influenced my family members and other, it's not even vegetarian. It's vegan. It's plant-based whole food, you know. I told our daughter last week how proud I am of her, because when you look in her refrigerator, you see all these smoothies and green stuff, you know, healthy foods in her refrigerator, which is a long shot from where she was. But she changed. And part of it is she recognized that these other things will kill you, you know? And so we gotta get excited about being healthy, you know, and we gotta understand what is actually keeping us from being healthy. I know we're in a pledge drive, and I want you all to pledge. And the numbers ain't changed. I hope y'all on the phone with the folk.
I hope so too.
Because I'm looking at the number, and it's still at 900, Frank.
Yes.
And y'all don't want me to get project on you. We got to do something about this. What you're saying by not calling is that you don't believe in what we're saying. All right. Because it's probably nobody on this call that can't afford $10 a month, even $10 a week, you know. So we got to get committed to ourselves, all right? We can't wait for somebody else to save us. We have to be willing to save ourselves. Because when we do that, we're not only saving ourselves, we're saving our children, our spouses, even our parents if they're still alive. Because when they start seeing what we're doing, you know, health is contagious, man. People like to see that you're being healthy. They want to know why. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What you doing, man?
Yeah.
You know? And so we got to look at this subject. Is a very powerful subject that we're talking about today, Brother Frank.
Yes.
You know? Because we're essentially sabotaging ourselves. But I'm going to open up the phone just for a few minutes. The number here is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Call, make a pledge, and tell us also, you know, what if you are stuck, what's keeping you stuck? or if you broke away, what happened? What triggered that response that you can break away and really make the changes that you need to make? Give us a call real quick. We don't have a lot of time today, because we got to raise this money, or we got to get more time or something. But we can't not make our goals now. I'm not gonna sleep good tonight, and sleep is important. Just as important as exercise and diet. So y'all can't mess up my sleep. Get on the phone and call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Let's go to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Dr. Watson and Brother Frank. This is Bill again, and I've been listening intensely, and yes, I am going to give a donation, and I usually give donations. And what you are doing, Dr. Watkins, you're preaching without preaching. The Holy Book said we are the temples of God. And if we're the temples of God, how can we stuff ourselves with foods that are killing us, that mess up our minds so we can't do the work that God has intended for us to do? And I'm right on board with everything that you are saying. And your subject is very varied, and I like the guests that you have come on, very knowledgeable, and you touch on every aspect of our health. And you are a tremendous person, you and Brother Frank, operating in our community and beyond. Because I tell my family down in North Carolina, some family and wife have up in New York. So the message is getting out there, and I really appreciate all that you do. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you very much, and we want to thank Terrence for the contribution from Annapolis that he's made to get the cycle broken. So we want to thank you for that, and we want others to call in and make a contribution, because we can break the cycle of unhealth. We can stop sabotaging ourselves. Brother Frank, what's some of the things you all used to teach people when you would do drug counseling about you know, people?
The same thing. Control your environment. Don't hang around even family or friends that are moving in the wrong direction. Become an example. If you have to be by yourself, be by yourself, and include the Most High in that. For sure. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739, or go to WPFWFM.org and select donate, and make sure you select To Your Health as the show that you're supporting. Katia?
I'm right here multitasking, trying to get subs. You know, I'm trying to get subs right now, trying to put out fires and trying to help you all.
I'm sure.
And you all are doing, forgive me for not, answering immediately. Lots happening. Text, Slack, and you all, and the listeners. That's the most important thing, your information and the listeners. And so we want to thank you all thanked him, but I'll thank Terrence again. Thank you so much for getting us started. $870 to go, 21 minutes to do it. We can do this together. $870 to go. You all know for a Dr. Watkins listen, this is a light lift. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. I know my brother just called in and said, hey, I'm about to call and give a donation, and I want to thank you. And that is what we love to hear. So we will look forward to his donation, and we look forward to your donation. You who is listening right now, you who is that appointment listener to Dr. Watkins, because you're trying to absorb all of the natural health information that you can so that you can be your healer, you know? And I know that there are others that have to rely on, we cannot forget this, but allopathic medicine, is that right? Yes, allopathic medicine. But what Dr. Watkins gives you when you are in that position are the tools to strengthen and to fortify and to nourish the body. So either way you look at it, either way, whatever you're dealing with, the information imparted by Dr. Watkins is helpful, truly helpful. I know for myself, it has improved my health greatly, taking that advice that I hear. And it's improved the health of others that I know in the community. And, you know, a true healer on our air these days, when I say our air, I mean any air, is rare. Most are trying to sell you their product. Yeah. Dr. Watkins is not doing that. He's not a Dr. Oz. He's not trying to sell you a product or a protocol or anything. He's trying to say, take your health in your hands and do as much as you can to ensure that you are healthy, mind, body, and spirit. And that is what the information does. And that is why so many of you all listen and support. 800-222-9739. Again, the number, or WPFWFM.org. $870 to go. And I look forward to joining you gentlemen one more time, hopefully with a plethora of people to thank.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things I just thought about, Brother Frank, is that we've been talking about building this village, you know, because as we look back at our native Africa, especially in the rural areas, one of the things that is true that they support each other, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when you call and you make a pledge, that pledge is helping others. And then as you change your lifestyle, you can share what you've done. Look, we start following some of the things that we heard on WPFW, and I cut back or cut out the saturated fats in my diet. You know, I'm doing smoothies now. I'm on a regular exercise program now, and this is what's happened. So you start sharing the benefits with others. So that not only do you stop sabotaging your own health, but you help others. When I was in medical school, they said you see one, you do one, you treat, you teach one. You see one, Brother Frank, mm-hmm. you do one, you teach one. And, mm-hmm. and that's what we have to do. We have to share the information that we have, and that hopefully that we have utilized ourselves with other people, you know, and so we aren't calling when they're on their deathbed. We're calling to thank them for what they've done, and we want to thank Sharon for her generous contribution from,
thank you, Sharon.
Alexandria, Virginia, and we want we got Virginia represented. We got Maryland represented. Where's D.C.? Well, we wherever, California, Michigan, we want to support this program. And just so you know, I get not a dime. And I've been on here up 20 years, not one dime. And I'm here because I believe in our community. I believe in WPFW. And I want to see us stop killing ourselves. All right? Stop doing stuff that's sabotaging our progress. So what is it to you? See, until we stop hiding behind excuses and make a blatantly honest diagnosis of our daily choices, all right? Mm-hmm. We can never apply the cure. You know, they used to teach us you can't treat what you don't know. You can't teach what you don't know. You can't lead what you don't where you don't go. You know, you can't make a can't treat without making a diagnosis. And so we have to diagnose that we are messing up, you know, and we have to be honest. And you know, when I talk about patients, I say, you know, you've been sinning, all right? Repent and let's go. You know, yeah, we've all messed up. You know, I tell folks I used to be a sugar junkie and was a proud Brother Frank. I was a proud sugar junkie.
Mm-hmm.
I love my cheese, you know. I mean I was serious about my pizzas and my cheese. But now I can't stand it, you know? All right? Because I found out what it does for me, all the saturated fat in that cheese, how the cheese is concentrated milk, and milk is terrible. But Dr. Mills told us a couple of weeks ago that one of the reasons that there's so much prostate cancer here is milk.
And breast cancer.
And breast cancer, prostate and breast. That's right, because they're twins. They're not identical, but they're twins, you know. And what happens is that when you eat those things, but in rural Africa, that's where we want to become a village, they're 40 times less likely to have prostate cancer in rural Africa than here.
Yeah.
We spend more money on healthcare than any per capita than any other country in the world. And yet we're dying like flies. So the issue ain't money, you know. When we're in the projects, my mama used to take us to the wealthy areas of the city, and we buy food there because she said their food is fresher. Now I don't know if it still applies, but you know that's the way it was then. You know, so we have to decide that we're going to step up to the plate and we're going to do what's necessary to get ourselves healthy and the health of our family. The life you save may be your own or someone close to you, your children, your grandchildren. You know, that's what we need. And we want to thank Brother John, for a nice, donation. And we're knocking it down. We got 3/4 of the way to go. We're 25%, a little over 25%. But we like to be 25% over the goal.
Yeah, John says his wife was a patient of yours.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
John. Fantastic. We want to thank you. Pray that wife is doing good. We excited about, because we've seen people stop sabotaging themselves.
Yeah.
And we've seen them make lifestyle changes. And one of the things that's exciting to me, Brother Frank, is that many of them are black men.
Yeah.
And they call me up.
That's right.
And give me their numbers, you know. Are you a black man, Brother Frank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, but they call me up, laughing. Give me their numbers. Their diabetes, their hypertension. They're getting off medicines. One brother calls me up about 7:30 in the morning. He done already walked 6 miles a day, Brother Frank. All right.
Wow.
6 miles a day, you know. And he's called at 7:30 in the morning. We can stop sabotaging ourselves.
Yeah. And we've done it before. I mean, think back to the incidences that you've corrected your path before. I mean, you've done it. You've done it.
And if God can help you do it before, he can help you now.
Yes, sir.
And we we have to ask for help, because we need help, you know, and God is willing to help us to make the kind of changes that we need to make so that we can accomplish what we need to accomplish. Okay. And we got, oh, thank you, friend from District Heights, gave us a nice, juicy.
And he's a sustaining member to
yes.
The well.
And that sustaining member is such a powerful thing, all right?
Yes.
Because, you know, I remember when I used to go around looking for money on the ground, Brother Frank, and a quarter was significant. And I was thinking the other day, you know, we don't even use change anymore, you know, dollars. So we have the capacity. And it's not just because I'm a doctor, because there are a lot of non-doctors that make much more money than I. My daughter said, "I ain't going in debt in medicine, Daddy. You don't make enough money." You know, but so we have the resources. We got to decide that we are willing to invest our resources where it's going to make a difference. All right. Where it's going to make a difference. Brother Frank, you want to mention some of the gifts that folk are going to get?
Yes, you know? Sir. If you request it, we offer featured gifts. The Black August Black Liberation Digipack, and that's for $100. And we got the Ambrose Lane Never Again for White Men Only Digipack. That's $100. And we also have the WPFW Goes on the Air. That's the first broadcast MP3 file, and that's $50. And we also have the Democracy Now! Dinner and Show with Amy Goodman, and that's for $2,000. Thank you so much. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Go up to WPFW.fm.org and click the donate button, and
we need four sustaining members of $10 a month.
Yes.
Four sustaining members of $10 a month. That ain't gonna break nobody. All right. You know, and I know that we can do it. You know, I know that we can do it, that we're going to not only get our goal, we're going to exceed our goal, you know. And so give us a call. What's that number again, Brother Frank?
202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739.
All right. You know, we gotta meet our goal, because we gotta be able to tell people that we've stopped sabotaging ourselves.
Yes.
And that the blood pressures are coming down. We're getting off the medication. We're no longer diabetic. You know, they had to close the dialysis centers in our community because we're no longer our kidneys are no longer failing. Why? Because we've changed. We can do this. See, you think it's a fanciful dream, but for me, it's a reality. I know it can be done because I've seen it happen. Not so much closing the dialysis center, but I've seen that people can change. But you got to be willing to do what's necessary, and not just for the short term. I used the word, Brother Frank, early on. We have to be willing to make radical changes. If we look in the mirror and we see ourselves that we are worth the change, all right? That we don't have to sabotage ourselves any longer, that we can reclaim our health and we can do it today because our lives are far too valuable to trade away for some temporary taste, you know? And it's taste that, you know, I've said 100 times at least that I love to eat. And I love to eat foods that taste good, but that's also good for me, you know? And we got to do more of that. We need to recognize that good food tastes good. You know, the same herbs that make the fried chicken taste good make the cauliflower taste good. Vital is vital, you can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital, try and take care of yourself.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Yet another area of the United States is battling wildfires and the major devastation they cause. Due to 3 major wildfires in Spokane County, Washington, that began on Saturday, at least 600 structures have been destroyed and over 8,000 acres of land have been burned. Nearly 65,000 people have been forced to leave their homes as firefighters battle the blazes. Officials say no deaths or injuries have been confirmed, but the fires are still not contained, and it may take time to fully assess the damage. Firefighters are getting some relief, though, from lighter winds and cooler temperatures today, but hotter weather is expected to return by Wednesday. Across Washington State, 15 major wildfires have burned more than 250,000 acres during what officials say is the region's worst fire season in more than 30 years. In May of this year, the U.S. Department of Justice announced a new fund as part of a legal settlement agreement between President Trump and the IRS regarding the leak of his tax records. This so-called anti-weaponization fund, which was worth $1.8 billion, was intended to compensate people who claimed that they were unfairly targeted by the federal government, including some Trump allies and people who were involved in the January 6th Capitol insurrection. However, after months of controversy, this fund has officially been canceled. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche made the move, which proved beneficial for him. The fund had been standing in the way of him being nominated to fill the role of Attorney General on a permanent basis. 2 members of the panel who are both leaving Congress, John Cornyn of Texas and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, said they wanted written assurances that this anti-weaponization fund was dead. Once that assurance was made, those senators released a statement today saying that they look forward to voting to advancing Todd Blanche's nomination out of the Senate Judiciary Committee soon. To the D.C. area, since its $16 million renovation project began, the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool has faced several problems, including algae growth and sections of its blue lining peeling away. Now, disputes about what actually caused damage to the pool has led to President Trump being at odds with his own administration. Federal prosecutors recently dropped vandalism charges against David Hearn, a former Olympic athlete, after new evidence suggested that damage to the reflecting pool was caused by problems with the recent renovation, not deliberate vandalism. Trump's appointee, D.C. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, agrees with that conclusion. Though she previously sided with Trump's assessment of vandalism, she changed her mind based on the new evidence, saying that problems with the reflecting pool resulted from, quote, hasty and botched work due to a rush to complete the project in time for July 4th celebrations. Despite this new evidence, Trump said he disagrees 100% with Jeanine Pirro, and he still blames vandalism for major damage to the reflecting pool. The world of popular music has lost one of its pioneering female voices, Arlene Smith, at age 84. Smith was the original lead singer and co-founder of the vocal group known to the world as the Shantels. The group, who initially pronounced their name Shantels, formed in the Bronx, New York as 5 teenage girls and rose to fame in 1958 with their million-selling hit, which Arlene wrote, entitled Maybe. The Chantels became the first black female singing group to have a string of hits